I got a thing down south I've been working on that might come true. A couple dreams and a couple dreams. You know, it's hard to make a reality. You know, everybody's stuck in the realities that are already made and locked in the movies that have already perpetrated those realities, you know? It's like when I got out, I went to Universal Studios and this Hebrew producer told me he wanted me to help him write the music for a movie about the second coming of Christ. He told me that he wanted me to play music with a guy from South Africa and another guy from Africa. And I told him, yeah, my uncle would shoot me for doing that. I said, no, I don't play music like that, you know. So then he blackballed me from the music system and then burned all my music up because I wouldn't go along with his trip, see. So what he was doing is he was using the black people on one side of town to play his music and make money, and then he had a Hebrew woman with kids on the other side of town that he was giving the money to. In other words, and I said, oh, you got a little double thing going here, you know. You want to call people racist if they don't use people. I said, I don't use black people. I said, because if I use people, then I'm used by people. So I don't want to be used by anyone, so therefore I'm not going to use anyone, you know. So we had a big thing there, you know, and like, I was going to shoot him, but then I thought, well, if I shoot him, I'll go back to the penitentiary, and I didn't want to shoot him, you know, because I didn't want to go back to jail. So I went through some changes, and I lost the music there, and then the Beach Boys gave it back to me, you know. See, the music is mine all the way back to divorce court in 1954. But people keep stealing it because I don't have any backup. I don't have a brotherhood that I'm supposed to have that weighs as goes because they use the money for a brother like this. I was supposed to do an interview with Ireland. Ireland came back to the interview with Donahue. I was supposed to do an interview with Donahue. Vincent Bugliosi, the Italian, calls the black woman who works with Donahue and tells her that him and I are going to do this interview. You dig? Then he tells her that he doesn't think the interview would be a good idea and he doesn't want to do the interview. So they cut the interview back. He finessed it away from Donahue by using the black woman. Because now that they've used the black man to... to play man for all the women, and then all the women found out that they were not the man, that they were just shadows of the man, and they were shadows of the reality created by the man. Now they're coming back that this is the woman for the man. In other words, they'll do anything but do right, unless you've got someone out there that makes them do right. And when you've got someone out there that makes them do right, then they have to pay you what they owe you. And when they pay you what they owe you, you own the unions already. The brotherhood and all the unions belong to, well, James Mason dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. Boyd dropped the ball. Boyd gave his whole generation of people up so he could be a rock and roll singer. He had the whole thing, man, if he wanted to move it, but he didn't. He talked to me more like a black pimp. I think somebody scared him. I think some Negroes scared him or something. He sounded like he was afraid of Negroes.